This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On the face of it, a traffic ticket is a traffic ticket, right? But if you remember back to Ferguson, Missouri last year, one of the things that was going on there was that that city was raising a whole lot of money, a big part of its budget, through fines and fees from those tickets. And beyond Missouri, depending on where you are, if you get a ticket and you can't pay, you are especially unlucky if the city uses a private probation company to collect your debts. Marketplace's Gigi Duban explains why.
Tiffany Wilson lives in a small duplex in the town of Gurley, Alabama, population 798, 2 hours north of Birmingham. Wilson lives with her husband, Brad, a press operator at a local newspaper, and their two toddlers. This time last year, the family was homeless. Part of Wilson's money problems are in this thick binder she pulls out, full of receipts from her probation company.
Yes, and that's not even all of them. There's been a lot of receipts that got thrown away, but that's all I could find.
In 2011, police in nearby Scottsboro pulled Wilson over. She got one ticket for speeding and one for no proof of insurance. In a town next door, same thing. Two more tickets. Her total in fines, $1,016. Wilson didn't have that kind of money, so the city sent her to a private probation company called Judicial Correction Services. Wilson met with her probation officer every Friday.
She said, you have to figure out a way to come in with payment or anything, or you'll go back to court, and if you don't do it, the judge will put you in jail.
3 years, one income tax refund, and 1 week in jail later, she paid it off. But Wilson says it wasn't the fines that got her so much as the probation fees JCS charged, anywhere from $35 to $45 a month.
Like here, fees in arrears, $450, with only owing $103 for your fine, but I owed $450 in fees. That's wrong.
Sarah Zamperine is an attorney with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which sued the city of Clanton for using JCS. The lawsuit was settled when Clanton dropped its contract.
What we heard in Clanton was that often JCS employees would use the threat of jail and set more frequent appointments to try and give people every opportunity to bring as much money as they could. They wanted to extort as much money out of people as possible.
Asked for comment, the company issued a statement. Quote, JCS operates at the discretion of the court system with which we are contracted. We are not a decision maker as it relates to sentencing and establishing fines, end quote. Recently, several other municipalities have stopped using JCS, fearing similar lawsuits. One of them was Scottsboro. 10 years ago, JCS officials met with the Scottsboro City Council and offered to take probation off the city's hands. Rick Wheeler is the city's finance director.
Their pitch to us was that they were able to have the manpower that they could collect fines for us, and they would put people on a payment plan.
At the time, Scottsboro had only two court employees. JCS has 40 offices in Alabama alone. Its services wouldn't cost a thing. So how could the city refuse?
You couldn't. It was a good sales pitch, and they did. They've done a very good job for us.
City revenue went up under JCS. In 2005, Scottsboro collected $530,000 in fines. In 2014, it collected $879,000. JCS would send Scottsboro a check every month. But JCS paid itself first. If a person on probation paid, say, $50, the company took its monthly fee off the top, and only $5 went to the court. Tiffany Wilson and her husband are still digging themselves out of another JCS debt, her husband's more than $1,700 worth of traffic fines and monthly fees.
We're getting close, but it seems pretty impossible because it's hard to pay what they expect you to pay every time. And when them keep adding to it, it's like you're trying to fight a losing battle.
Wilson takes the kids out to a trampoline she and her husband found on Craigslist, a birthday present for their 3-year-old.
Other way. Hi. Go to the trampoline. Come on.
She says last year they couldn't afford to get him a gift. This year is shaping up to be a little bit better. In Scottsboro, Alabama, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.